The disciples follow Jesus into a boat, and Matthew tells us that suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, but even before the storm comes up suddenly, Jesus is already asleep. He's exhausted from his ministry, but more than being exhausted, he sleeps because he trusts the Father. And in Scripture, sleep very often has a really deeply spiritual meaning. To go to sleep and to be able to rest is often a sign of our trust in the Lord and the peace that comes from that trust. So in Psalm 3, there's this beautiful verse, "I lie down and sleep, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me." In the following psalm, Psalm 4, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." So there's this idea that to be able to rest well is a spiritual sign of our trust in the Lord. We know there are definitely times when we trust the Lord, we want to trust him, but anxiety kicks in, and there are times when maybe at 2 a.m. you find yourself wide awake with things that are going on, and even though you're saying, "Lord, I gave this to you in prayer," still at times anxiety or worry, just at the emotional level, can cause us a lack of sleep. But there's a real beautiful kind of a spirituality around sleep. And at the end of the day, with a to-do list that's not finished, to be able to go to bed rather than to kill yourself staying up late every single night trying to work as if it all depended on you, there's something beautiful when at the end of the day we can say, "Lord, I'm done. I can't do any more today. Things are incomplete." But that's the nature of my life as a creature. I can't do everything. When I go to bed at night, it's an acknowledgement, I'm not God, and I can't get every single thing done on my own. So I entrust it to you, Lord, while I go to bed. Something similar needs to happen when, like with our devices, if we've been connected to our devices all day, and at the end of the day, sometimes we struggle to get our brain shut down enough and just to push our phone or whatever away from us to be able just to say, like, there's nothing I'm going to be able to kind of just keep taking in that's going to finally just settle my brain down. I need to push the device away, and I need to rest in you, Lord. So today, with this example of Jesus asleep in the boat in the midst of a storm, a reminder of his trust in the Father, there's a good lesson here for us that the Lord would teach us the kind of the beautiful spirituality of sleep, that to make a decision at the end of the day just to go to bed is an acknowledgement, "Lord, I can't get everything done that maybe I wanted to get done, but that reminds me that I'm just a creature. I'm not all powerful like you are, and I need at the end of the day to put everything back into your hands." And so there's something important in that we can pray for today, asking the Lord to remind us of our littleness, of our weakness, that can then lead us to that place where at the end of the day, with more peace, we can just put it into the Lord's hands, trusting that what we can't do on our own, he in his great love for us really does want to help us with. Let's pray and ask him for that gift today.